Welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Today on The Sketchbook, locating magnetic catches. Almost always, I build the kitchen cabinets and doors for my projects, and I build them on site. They're relatively simple affairs and utilize simple hardware. The cabinet doors are hung with removable pin hinges. I use removable pin hinges because I like the traditional look, and it's easy to pull the doors to fine-tune the fit. Occasionally, I'll use what I think of as a surface mount jelly door latch. They serve as both a knob and a catch to keep the door closed. More frequently, I'll use a magnetic catch. A magnetic door catch is a common item. One of the yards I use stocks them in both a single and double magnet catch layout. The doubles offer more holding power than a light base cabinet door really needs, but both install the same. To install, first attach the magnet portion to the inside of the door frame on the knob side. You can attach the metal plate to the back of the door. You can adjust the grabbing power by locating the depth of the magnet on the frame. But how do you locate the metal plate on the back of the door? I used to, if it was a double door, reach in behind the open pair and mark it. On single cabinets, I had to rely on measurements. Until the day I noticed the dimples on the plate. There are two raised dimples, one above, one below the screw hole on the magnetic plate, or the magnetic catch plate. Once you've attached the magnet, put the catch plate on it, dimples out. Close the door and give it a nice whack where the magnet is. Those dimples will leave a faint but noticeable impression on the back of the door. Pull the plate off the magnet and attach it to the door in the dimple-marked spot. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.